750 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
That was Wally Pickle with Waltz Waltz. It is 7 o'clock, and it is now time for our Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. The Dick Putz Show tonight brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, the Sox Center Herald, and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber Incorporated, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hathley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Waite Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Willembring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Well, one can look out the window on Friday night, and yesterday we had some cloudy skies but cold conditions and wet fields, and then Sunday it has rained for the majority of the day, and that means no scores and highlights tonight here on the Dick Putz Show. I can tell you over in the Stearns County League, some makeups have been rescheduled. Richmond was to take on Farming today at home, and they have rescheduled that for June the 1st. That's Saturday, June the 1st at 1:30. And New Munich was to be at Meyer Grove today. They have rescheduled that for Saturday, May 18th at 1:30. So those are the only reschedules of games that I have today. As Greenwald was supposed to head to Spring Hill, taking on the Chargers. Lake Henry was headed to El Rosa, taking on the Saints today. It was Farming at Richmond, New Munich at Meyer Grove. Those games were scheduled in the Stearns County League today, and none of those happened. Over in the Central Valley League today, we had some ball games that were scheduled too, and nothing happened there with Watkins at Kimball today. In the Central Valley League, it was Luxembourg at St. Nicholas today, Eden Valley at Pearl Lake today, and St. Augusta at the Cold Spring Rockies today. So none of those ball games took place either. All right, we will take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about nominating your favorite ball player as a Hall of Famer, or your favorite worker and person that has given back to the game of baseball under the Glenn Carlson Award. We'll talk about those nominations and how you can submit a nomination right after these messages.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and investments advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996, they are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers return to their fields and raise crops for another year. The wildlife spring into action to raise their newborn, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, thank our farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with the Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And to all our area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
And welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. And, yeah, let's dig into a little bit about the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. It's located over in the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud on the second floor. And every September, the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame adds some new members to its class. And a couple of years back in 2021, the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame expanded those that entered the Hall of Fame with the Glenn Carlson Award. And let's just take a look at if you are looking to nominate maybe a Baseball Hall of Fame member. Individuals are not selected to the Hall only because they were outstanding players during their personal careers. They're generally chosen for their dedication and love for the game and what they have done for amateur baseball in their communities during and after their personal playing careers are over. Community participation, good citizenship are important as a result, and some excellent players may never, ever be selected to the Minnesota Baseball Hall of Fame because after their careers ended, they dropped their interest in support of amateur baseball, and communities pretty much forgot that these players existed. Now, after all, they could have already received an award as a tournament or season MVP or have been properly recognized for their on-field achievements. So if you know of somebody out there that would be a good candidate for the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame is asking that the candidates should show their dedication and love for the game of baseball and to their community beyond the field. Involvement in the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Association, youth programs like Babe Ruth High School, BFW, American Legion, and college baseball all fall within the state of Minnesota are considered good sources of involvement. Now, involvement in community and service organizations also play an important role in consideration, and eligible individuals include outstanding players, coaches, managers, umpires, league officers, and team board members. Now, to nominate a Hall of Famer, You can contact John George, who is the secretary over at the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. John's phone number is 218-298-0434. That's 218-298-0434. Or you can nominate that individual by going online to Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, and you can print off a form, and you can mail that to the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, P.O. Box 7705, St. Cloud, Minnesota, 56301. That's MN Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, P.O. Box 7705, St. Cloud, Minnesota, 56301. And again, there are many communities that have multiple people in the Hall of Fame, but there are communities that have had amateur baseball teams. They need somebody to maybe take the lead and nominate some of those individuals that really have made your baseball community strong. The other side to the Hall of Fame is the Glenn Carlson Award, and as I said, was established in 2021. Glenn Carlson Service Award is named after Glenn Carlson, who was the executive director of the St. Cloud Area Chamber of Commerce for 33 years and the founder of the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, who also served as the first secretary for 35 years. Now, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1980. So a few years back, the board of directors on the Hall of Fame decided that the Glenn Carlson Distinguished Service Award would be given to individuals who made special meritorious contributions to furthering the promotion of Minnesota amateur baseball. This award was established to recognize those individuals who have brought outstanding positive recognition to amateur baseball in their communities. Now, the candidate's greatest contributions to Minnesota amateur baseball was made in areas such as, but not limited to, being on the media, being a board member, an umpire, an author, a financial supporter, or a local, regional, or state worker. Candidates may or may not have been a baseball player, a coach, or a manager. The candidate may have been paid for his or her service, but he or she has shown that they go above and beyond assigned paid duty for the good of amateur baseball in Minnesota. And again, to nominate a Glenn Carlson Award candidate, you can simply, again, go to the Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame webpage, find Glenn Carlson Award, and you can print off a nomination form there, and again, mailing it to the identical address as the Minnesota Hall of Fame nomination. That's P.O. Box 7705, St. Cloud, Minnesota, 56302. And, yeah, we encourage you to recognize those people that have made such a big part in the amateur baseball, or on the amateur baseball playing fields throughout the state of Minnesota. So if you get that time, nominations are due by June 1st. By June 1st, so you have a month to get those nominations in of your favorite baseball supporters, baseball Hall of Fame members in Minnesota here. With that, we'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll look at some schedules for the upcoming week.
Thermaltech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermaltech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermaltech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermaltech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Dad, Caitlin's been in the bathroom for an hour. I need to get in there.
Olivia, just go outside like I do.
An hour? Really?
Time to expand your bathroom, or better yet, add another one?
Better get Gilk.
This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk from Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC. From plumbing to clean, soft water needs, we are here to help.
Alex, outside? Really?
Visit us at GilkPlumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever. Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's take a look at the calendar and upcoming games next week here in Central Minnesota. Over in the Central Valley League on Sunday at 2 o'clock, this will be May the 5th, it'll be St. Nick at Watkins. These games again at 2 o'clock on Sunday, May the 5th, St. Nick at Watkins. The Cold Spring Rockies, they'll be at Pearl Lake, Cold Spring Rockies at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock. Eden Valley will travel to Luxembourg at 2 o'clock, and it'll be Kimball at St. Augusta at 2 o'clock. That's in the Central Valley League next Sunday. Over in the Stearns County League, we have this scheduled on Sunday the 5th. El Rosa will be at Greenwald. These are 1:30 starts, El Rosa at Greenwald. Spring Hill will be at New Munich. St. Martin will travel to Farming. Richmond will be at Lake Henry. And Meyer Grove will be at Roscoe in the Stearns County League next Sunday, May the 5th at 1:30. And over in the County Line League, they get going next Sunday with their regular season. These are 1:30 starts, Painesville at Norway Lake Sunburg. Starbuck will be at Atwater next Sunday, and Regal at New London Spicer. Those are Sunday 1:30 starts in the County Line League. And again, I do not have scheduled for the Victory League or the Sauk Valley League, so if you are listening out there, you can certainly email me those schedules. Runts24, that's R-U-N-T-S, the number 24, at hotmail.com. That's Runts, R-U-N-T-S, 24, at hotmail.com. You can send a picture to me and send it in a text to 320-248-1602, 320-248-1602. I'll take those pictures of those schedules just so we have an idea of what games are going on. I'd certainly like to make them part of our show. All right, we'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up after these messages.
satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're
your
dealer.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
At Dairyland Supply and Sac Center, we understand the frustration of breakdowns and not being able to get parts in a timely manner. But what stands out for us is we care. Mike, Dan, and Lashana will do the best they can to get you up and running in a timely manner. So if you are in need of parts for your TMR mixer, manure spreader, manure pump, feed cart, etc., give Dairyland Supply a call. We can also ship parts out if you are farther away. Don't hesitate. Call Dairyland Supply. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. You've heard me on Chasm before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that Chasm broadcasts. We love it that Chasm covers these events and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
And welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you on this rainy Sunday evening. No ball games played across central Minnesota this week. Just want to remind you that if you are a fan of the Dick Putz Show or you know somebody that wants to listen to the Dick Putz Show, there's lots of different ways you can do that on AM 1150. That's Chasm AM 1150. We do have 107.7 FM. That's Chasm on the FM. 107.7 FM. You can find the Dick Putz Show on HD. If you got an HD radio, that's 105.5 HD2. You'll get Chasm there. Or if you want to stream the Dick Putz Show, yeah, you can go to our website and stream us at mychasm.com. That's mychasm.com. So lots of different ways to catch the Dick Putt Show every Sunday night. Now, if you want to listen to a replay, we do post the Dick Putt Show on our sports tab on our website page. So if you go to mychasm.com and across the top, you'll see sports. Just click on that. You'll get a drop-down box, and you'll see the replays, or actually the broadcast, listed there for the Dick Putt Show, the weekly broadcast, so you can catch the Dick Putt Show there as well. And if you have other devices like Alexa, you can tell Alexa to play the KASM radio, and the Dick Putt Show will come up there for you as well through your Alexa device, too, and other social media devices, too. You can find us maybe on TuneIn Radio if you have that option, too. So lots of different ways to connect with the Dick Putt Show every Sunday night. And typically on Monday mornings, I'll give you a recap on our sports scoreboard show at 8:15 of the scores and some short-term highlights from the Dick Putt Show on Monday mornings at 8:15. I want to thank you for joining us this weekend here on the Dick Putt Show. And Mother Nature has given us some much-needed rain across central Minnesota. And so we're all hoping that by next weekend we get that beautiful sunshine and we can play baseball again. I want to thank Joyce back at our studios in Albany for manning the controls tonight. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. This is Joyce. And it is 38 degrees outside our Chasm Studios with 97% pressure, 97% humidity, 31% pressure, and the winds are at